powerful cyclone is hurtling towards Vanuatu. Tropical cyclone Pam is expected to pass to the east of the capital, Port Vila, within hours. It's rated as the very destructive Category 5. Aid agencies fear for the many people living in remote areas as extreme winds and storm surges threaten the islands. Imogen Brennan has this report.
The sea is growing increasingly violent, the waves already smashing against the shore. Trees are helpless in the wind and some streets are inundated with water. This is Category 5 Cyclone Pam approaching Vanuatu. The Pacific nation is an archipelago made up of 83 islands that about 260,000 people call home. Many of them live in rural areas.
There's no doubt I'm worried and many people here are worried. It's going to hit very hard.
Photojournalist Ben Bohane has been living and working in the Pacific for more than 20 years. He spoke to PM before taking shelter with his dogs in his concrete bunker in the capital, Port Vila.
You'd appreciate in Vanuatu, most people live in villages and in fairly basic sort of structures with iron sheet roofing and wood and things. So I think there's a real push where possible for locals to either find caves on their island or to seek some sort of government bunker, some sort of government shelter.
Alice Clements is working with UNICEF Pacific in Port Vila. She says since arriving a couple of days ago, she's seen locals gathering supplies and preparing their homes.
We saw a woman who had walked half an hour to go and buy some nappies for her granddaughter, and then she was heading straight back to go and seek shelter as best she could.
And where are these people seeking shelter? What kind of structures can they take shelter in there?
Yeah, that's a bit problematic here, actually. The buildings are not necessarily, you know, especially traditional shelters, but, you know, they're wood, light woods and thatched roofs and things like that, which really have no chance in a storm like this.
Communications have already been cut to some parts of Vanuatu. Augustine Garay from the Red Cross says he doesn't know how much longer phones in Port Vila will work either. He says they've set up 11 evacuation centres in the capital.
Maybe about 3 to 4 hours ago, they'll fully pack with people.
Augustine Garay says power, water and communications could be down for a number of days.
We are looking at possibly after the cyclone has passed, we can maybe find some ways, some means to get contacted with the communities, the provincial authorities.
Vanuatu's National Disaster Management Office has been sending alerts to people via text message as well as using the radio for warnings. The country's meteorological department says Vanuatu should expect very destructive winds and very rough to phenomenal seas with heavy swells, as well as heavy to torrential rainfall and flooding. David Gibson is the acting director of Vanuatu's Weather Bureau. He says at its centre, Cyclone Pam will pack winds of up to 230 kilometres an hour.
The system will not make landfall. It will be just to the east based on the forecast.
Have you seen this size of cyclone before in Vanuatu?
No. If we get hurricane force winds, as per the forecast and as per the warnings, it will be very destructive.
Cyclone Pam is expected to pass about 50 kilometres from Vanuatu later tonight.
Imogen Brennan.